Wednesday night. Folks, our halacha about playing music during weddings in Yerushalayim. One of the things that that's a gzeira because of the churban is music. But I'm not going to talk about that and under what circumstances it's mutter and under what circumstances it's utzer, and a lot's been written on that. Mekil, machmir, we're generally mekil today with listening to music. Some people are machmir not to listen during a meal. But tonight I want to talk about what's famous, that in Yerushalayim there was a gzeira around 150 years ago. Else that, you would certainly be, but you are allowed to play music by a wedding. Adrabi is supposed to be Mesamech Tachos and Kala. Now, in Yerushalayim, around 150 years ago, there was a story, and there was a decree not to play music by weddings in Yerushalayim. So, you know, that was then, and now it's now, and people don't want to stand for that anymore. But many people are still makbid. Many people have come up with very inventive heterim. There doesn't seem to be any source whatsoever at all about this one instrument thing. The instrument that's allowed is a drum, because a drum is not playing music, it's keeping a beat. Or even if you can manage to play music with it, but it's not much of music. So that's the drum you could play. But otherwise, it's a problem. Some say it does go on the, it's only on the Eretika. Some say it's not only on the Eretika. It is okay with a tape recorder. It's not okay with a tape recorder. And then these are, you know, everybody should ask a Shaila if and when it becomes Nogeya. Okay.